The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Dr. John Mice, recorded June 24, 1975, in Los Angeles.
People do not understand. I have seen many European big professors. They do not have any clear conception. The body and the soul different.
It still disturbs me, of course, how the body can influence the mind so much. The mind not being the soul, apparently. But I know that when I get hit on the back of the head, my mind seems to blank out. Once in judo, I recall having my carotid artery pressed and consciousness left. But it was very pleasant. It was not unpleasant at all.
No. But actually, soul is above intelligence. Above intelligence. Our gross senses, that is our present perception, direct. And beyond these gross senses, there is the mind. And beyond the mind, there is intelligence. And beyond intelligence, there is soul. So, come to that platform requires that meditation process to make the sense activities calm and quiet, mind settle, then come to the intelligence platform, then come to the spiritual. Find out these words. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha param mana, mana susta paro buddhi, buddhistuja parasa.
Indriyani paranyahur indriya paramana manastru parabhurir yoguhe paratastusa.
The working senses are superior to dull matter. Mind is higher than the senses. Intelligence is still higher than the mind. And he, the soul, is even higher than the intelligence.
The yogic process is to control the mind. Our process is immediately engage the mind in Krishna, thinking of Krishna, feeling for Krishna, willing to act for Krishna. Then everything will be all right. The mind is immediately engaged in the lotus feet of Krishna, then this side and that side, everything will be on. Savai manak Krishna padaravinda. Padaravinda, in the lotus feet of Krishna, mind is engaged. So this is our process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Engaging the mind. Meditation.
Srila Prabhupada, the doctor was saying that he holds to the philosophy of Kant.
Kant,
yeah. He was explaining nicely his point of view downstairs before we came up.
Only that Kant's philosophy.
Okay. One major difference, it seems, with the point of view of the Eastern Indian philosophies in particular, is that the soul of man does not seem to be something internal. It seems to be something created.
Created?
Created.
No. soul is part and parcel of God. As God is not created, He is creator above creation. That the father creates a child, therefore father is above creation. So God is above creation. God created the cosmic manifestation. Before creation of this cosmic world, God was there. Therefore He is not created. He is creator of all created things. And the soul being part and parcel of God, He is also not created.
The question that bothers me in part is then, why would the soul, as I understand your conception, the soul is part of the spiritual sky originally, or part of God, and it somehow falls out of this blissful condition due to pride, much like the Christian thesis that the devil fell out of heaven due to pride. And it seems puzzling why the soul would be so silly, so foolish, so insane as to do such a thing.
That is in independence.
Independence.
In a Siddha, using independence properly, when he misuses independence, he falls.
He
falls down.
False.
He falls down on account of his independence. Just like you have got independence, you are sitting here, you can go immediately. You may not like to hear me. You may not like to hear me.
Yes.
That independence you have got, I have got also. I may not talk with you. So that independence is always there. Similarly, as part and parcel of God, it is the duty of the soul to be always engaged in the service of the Lord.
Always engaged in?
In the service of the Lord.
Service of
the Lord. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. Whatever I am ordering, it is immediately carrying out. I say, make it like this, it will do. So, but this is dead matter. It is acting mechanically. The brain directs immediately the finger and attack, like machine. This whole body is just like machine. But soul is not machine, mechanical part. It is spiritual part. So therefore, as I am directing the finger, as being machine it is working. But if somebody else, a friend or servant, I may direct him to do something, he may not do it. So when the soul misuses the independence, then he falls down. That is material life. Material life means misusing the independence of soul. That's like a son. A son's duty is to obey the father. But he may not obey. That is his madness. So when this soul, misusing the independence, becomes mad, he is sent in this material world.
It's puzzling to me that one would be so foolish.
Because by independence you can become foolish. Otherwise there is no meaning of independence. Independence means you can do whatever you like. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that yathechasi tatha kuru. Find out this verse in the 18th chapter. That independence is there. after instructing the whole Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, Krishna gave him the independence. Now, whatever you like, you can do. Krishna never forced him to accept the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. He gave him the independence. Now, whatever you like, you can do. And he agreed. Yes, now my illusion is over. I shall act, as you say. The same independence, yes?
Thus I have explained to you the most healthy Sanskrit.
Yeah.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam bhuya dhuyataram maya virishyaitar asheshena yate chasi tatha kuru.
Thus I have explained to you the most confidential of all knowledge. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do.
Yeah. Now, if you say, why this soul should be, should become so foolish? So that is misuse of independence. Intelligent father has got intelligent son, but sometimes he becomes a fool. So, what is the reason? That he is this part and parcel of the father. He should have become exactly like the father, but he does not become like the father. I have seen in Allahabad, the big lawyer, barrister, Mr. Banerjee, his eldest son was also a barrister, and his youngest son, on account of bad association, he became an ekawala. Ekawala means, in India, there is a carriage drawn by one horse. So, he likes to be an ekawala. That means he fell in love with a low class of woman, and by her association, he became an ekawala. There are many instances. The Ajamil Upakhan, he was a Brahmin, and then he fell down very low. So this misuse of independence is always there.
Srila Prabhupada, in our material contaminated state, when we act, you know, foolishly or mad, then we call that tamas or ignorance. But in the spiritual sky, when the living entity is in his pure state of consciousness, what acts, does something act upon him to make him illusioned at that point also?
Yes. Just like Jaya Vijaya, they committed offense. They did not allow the four Kumaras to enter. That was their fault. And the Kumaras became very sorry. And they cursed him that you are not fit to remain in this place. So we sometimes commit mistake. That is also misuse of independence. Or we are prone to fall down. Because we are small, just like small fragment of fire. Although it is fire, it is prone to be extinguished. The big fire does not extinguish. So Krishna, the big fire, and we are part and parcel, sparks, very small. So, within the fire, there are sparks, part, there are so many. But if the sparks fall down, then it is extinguished. It is like that. Fall down means material world there are three different grades, the tamogun, rajogun, and satogun. If the that's like this spark falls down, if it falls down on dry grass, the grass becomes ablaze. So the fiery quality is still maintained, although it is fallen down on account of the atmosphere of the dry grass. It again makes another fire, and the fiery quality maintains. That is sattva-guna. And if this spark falls down on green grass, then it is extinguished. And the dry grass, when the green grass becomes dry, there is chance of again coming to the blazing. But if this spark falls down in water, then it is very difficult. Similarly, the soul, when comes in the material world, there are three gunas. So if he contacts with tamaguna, then he is in the most abominable condition. If it falls down with rajaguna, then there is little activity, just like they are working. And if he falls down in the sattva-guna, then he at least keeps himself in the knowledge that I am fire. I do not belong to this dull material. So therefore, we have to bring him again to the sattva-guna, brahminical qualification, so that he can understand aham brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. I am not this matter. Then his spiritual activity begins. Therefore, we are trying to bring him to the platform of sattva-guna. Means to give up the business of rajaguna tamaguna. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, so many no's, to deny him the influence of material qualities. Then if he's situated in the sattva-guna, then he remains on the platform of when he remains on the platform of sattva-guna, then the rajastama, the other base qualities, cannot disturb him. The base quality, the platform of base quality is this. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling. So, tadarajastamo bhava kamulu bhadayasya ji. When one is free from at least two of these base qualities. Base quality means kama, lusty desires, and greediness. The material world, generally, they are under this base quality. Means always filled up with lusty desires and not satisfied, greedy. So when you conquer over these base qualities, then we become happy. Tadarajastamo-bhava-kama-lobha-dayastha-je cita-iti-anavidhyam. When the consciousness is not influenced by these base qualities, cita-iti-anavidhyam-sthita-satti-prasidati. Being situated on the platform of sattva-guna, he feels happy. That is the beginning of spiritual life. When so long the mind is disturbed by lusty desires and greediness, there is no question of spiritual life. See, therefore, the first business is how to control the mind so that it may not be influenced by the base quality, lusty desires and greediness. We have seen in Paris, old man, 75 years old, is going to the nightclub because the lusty desire is there. He pays $50 for entering the club, and then he pays further for other things. So even he is 75 years old, the lusty desire is there.
Did all the souls that were in the spiritual sky fall out of the spiritual sky at once or at different times, or are there any souls that are always good, they're not foolish?
There are majority, 90%, they're always good. They never fall down.
So we're among the 10%?
Yeah. Or less than that. In the material, whole material world, all the living entities, they're just like in the prison house, there are some population. But they are not majority. The majority of the population, they are outside the prison. Similarly, majority of living beings, part and parcel of God, they are in the spiritual world. Only a few falls down.
Does Krishna know ahead of time that a soul is going to be foolish and fall?
Krishna? Yes, Krishna may know, because he is omniscient.
Are more souls falling all the time?
Not all the time, but there is the tendency of falling. Not for all, but because there is independence. Everyone is not liking to misuse the independence. The same example. It's like a government constructing a city and constructs also prison house. Because the government knows that somebody will be criminal, so their shelter must be also constructed. It is very easy to understand. Not that 10% population will be criminal, but government knows that some of them will be. Otherwise, why they construct prison house also? One may say, where is the criminal you are constructing? The government knows, no, there will be criminal. So if the ordinary government can know, why God cannot know? Because there is tendency.
The origin of that tendency is?
Yes.
From where does the tendency
come? Means the independence. So everyone can know that independence means one can use it properly, one can misuse it. That is independence. If you make it one way only, that you cannot become held down, that is not independence. That is false. Therefore, Krishna says, yathechasi tatha kuru. Now you do whatever you like.
Because Krishna is independent. Because Krishna is independent.
Yes.
Therefore, the
part and parcel must have little portion of independence. qualitatively, part and parcel means just like you take a drop of water from the sea. All the chemical composition is there, in the drop. So Krishna is fully independent. So we, living entities, we are drop. Still, the independence quality is there, in minute quantity.
Krishna has no tendency to fall, or we do.
No, because Krishna is God, therefore He is all good. Even if falls down, to our estimation, it is just fall down.
I'm still puzzled about the relationship of the soul to God. If the soul is eternal, as God is, and yet some souls have a tendency to fall, and others don't have that tendency.
No, eternal does not mean not fall. Suppose you are now professor, so you can fall down from your position. But that does not mean you are not eternal. If you are fall down from your position, you do not lose your eternity. You simply fall down. You can become a professor, you can become an ordinary man. But you are eternal in all circumstances. Fall down does not mean that he loses his eternal. That is stated that na hannate hannamane sarire, find out, aja nitta sasatoyam na hannate hannamane sarire na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. The living entity is never born, or it ever dies. This is eternity. You change your body, but you eternal.
So puzzled to know why I would spend eternity.
Yes, therefore it requires that satogun qualification.
The what qualification?
That satogun, goodness.
Goodness.
Mode of goodness. Just like, not that everyone can become a philosophy professor. It requires certain qualification. But everyone can become also. Everyone got the chance. But provided he is qualified, then he can take the course of a philosophy professor. Everyone has got the chance. Not that you have got only the chance. Anyone has got the chance. But not that without having a certain qualification one can be there. Similarly, this thing will remain puzzling unless one comes to the qualification of goodness. Therefore, we order our disciples, come to the platform of goodness, give up all this nonsense habit. Then it will be possible. Tato rajasthamo bhava nastaprayesu abhadreshu. Srimad Bhagavatam, you find out this verse. First canto. Nastaprayesu abhadreshu nittam bhagavata srivaya. Abhadreshu prayasu. We are now covered with base qualities. So, when these base qualities are finished, not altogether, almost finished, then one can come to the platform of satogun. Satogun, goodness. In that platform, one can understand very quickly. This Krishna consciousness movement is little successful because we are trying to bring the students on the platform of goodness. Therefore it is becoming little success. If you keep them in the platform of ignorance and passion, then it will be difficult.
Nashtra Praishu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavata Yutama Shloke Bhaktya Bhavati Nashtiki. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart which are considered to be obstacles in the path of self-realization. The remedy is the association of the Bhagavatas. There are two types of Bhagavatas, namely the book Bhagavata and the devotee Bhagavata. Both the Bhagavatas are competent remedies, and both of them or either of them can be good enough to eliminate the obstacles. A devotee Bhagavata is as good as the book Bhagavata, because the devotee Bhagavata leads his life in terms of the book Bhagavata, and the book Bhagavata is full of information about the personality of Godhead and his pure devotees, who are also Bhagavatas. Bhagavata book and person are identical. The devotee Bhagavata is a direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So by pleasing the devotee Bhagavata, one can receive the benefit of the book Bhagavata. Human reason fails to understand how by serving the devotee Bhagavata or the book Bhagavata, one gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion. But actually these are facts explained by Srila Naradev, who happened to be a maidservant's son in his previous life. The maidservant was engaged in the menial service of the sages, and thus he also came into contact with them. And simply by associating with them and accepting the remnants of foodstuff left by the sages, the son of the maidservant got the chance to become the great devotee and personality, Srila Narada Dev. These are the miraculous effects of the associations of the Bhagavatas. And to understand these effects practically, it should be noted that by such sincere association of the Bhagavatas, one is sure to receive transcendental knowledge very easily, and the result is that he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. The more progress is made in devotional service under the guidance of the Bhagavatas, the more one becomes fixed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The messages of the book Bhagavata, therefore, have to be received from the devotee Bhagavata, and the combination of these two Bhagavatas will help the neophyte devotee to make progress on and on.
We are giving this chance to everyone. Devotee Bhagavata and Grantha Bhagavata, to get them raised from the lower condition of life. Kama Lobha, lusty desires and greediness. This is the problem. And practically, you can see all these young men, they have no more lusty desires or greediness. They are also young men. They never ask permission from me any time. Now, today, I want to go to the cinema. They have got all the money in their hand. They never misspend without my permission. They are also young men, born in the Western countries, addicted to so many bad habits, but they have given up. This is practical. Professor Judah has written me a letter. You know him?
No, I don't know.
That I am simply amazed how you have converted drug-addicted hippies to become servant of Krishna and humanity. That is his puzzling. But the method is so nice that it automatically becomes. Therefore, we are stressing on the method.
Without practice of the method, it's very difficult to understand the
philosophical concepts. That's what it is said, that without becoming a Brahmin, nobody should touch Vedas. There is a, without becoming Brahmin, janmana jayate shudra sanskarat bhavet dija veda pathat bhavet vipra brahma janati iti brahman. These are the different stages. Everyone is born shudra. Shudra means the life of lamentation. He does something and lament. This is shudra. He does not know how to perform. But by whim he does something and laments later. This is Shudra. And Brahmana means na sochati, na kankhati. He never laments, neither hankers. That is Brahma. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati, na kankhati. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. Find out this verse. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kankhati. Yes.
Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kankhati sama sarvesha bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate prab. One who is thus transcendently situated, at once realizes the Supreme Brahman. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state he attains pure devotional service unto me.
That means one has to come to the platform of Brahmana, then he can enter into devotional service. Samasarvesu bhutesu madhbhakti labhate para. In that Brahminical state, he sees every living entity as part and parcel of God. That is sama, equality. And he does not see like this, that the human being has soul and the cow has not soul. He does not see like that. He sees the cow has soul, the ant has soul, the elephant has soul, the tree has soul, the human being has soul. That is sama sarvesu bhuteshu. By ignorance he thinks that the tree has no soul, the cow has no soul, the animal has no soul. Simply we have got soul. That is ignorance. Base quality. But when you come to the pureness or goodness, sama sarvesu bhuteshu, this qualification will rise. So a devotee is not willing to kill even an ant, because he knows that he is also soul, part and parcel. By his karma, he has become ant, I have become a human being. So I am the same soul, he is the same soul. He is different body, he is suffering in that way. I have got different body, I am also suffering, but I am thinking, I am enjoying. That is samas sarvesu bhute. What is the meaning, samas sarvesu bhute?
Sama means equally disposed. Sarvesu means all. Bhuteshu means living entity.
Mm-hmm.
He is equally disposed to every living entity.
Mm. So we can see an equal level when you become a Brahman, Brahma-bhuta. not in the United Nations passing resolution, and fight is going on outside. Because they have no vision, samasya vision. So the politicians should be guided by the brahmanas, that is social structure. Those are first-class men in the spiritual understanding, are the politicians, the administrators, they should take instruction from the brahmanas and take part in politics. Then they will be also first-class men. You haven't got to drag him down again. First of all, elect and drag him down. This is a mistake. Just like you elected Nixon, president, again you dragged him down. Because that is a mistake. You do not know whom to elect. Because you are not guided by brahmana. This is the fault. The whole society is being guided by the Shudras and some portion Vaishyas. Mostly Shudras and certain percentage mercantile. No Kshatriya, no Brahmana. Therefore, for the peaceful life in human society, there must be four divisions. Find out this verse. Chatupannam maya sistam guna karma vibhaga.
Chaturvarnyam maya sistam guna karma vibhaga sham tasya kartaram apimam vidhikartaram avayam. According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable.
Yes. Krishna created these four divisions, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But he does not belong to any one of them. He is neither Brahman, nor Kshatriya, nor Vaishya, nor Shudra. He is transcendent. Similarly, our philosophy, just to make the human society very peaceful and making progress, we wish to establish this system, a first-class man, group of men, brahmanas. They will guide the kshatriyas. And the kshatriyas, the administrators, they will guide the vaishya. Vaishya means agriculture and cow protection and trade. And Shudra means those who are neither Brahmin, nor Kshatriya, nor Vaishyas. They are simply worker assistant. So there must be division like this. The Brahmanas should guide the Kshatriyas, and the Kshatriyas will administer the state, and the Vaishyas will produce foodstuff, and Shudras will help. Cooperation for common benefit. But the aim is spiritual realization. That is perfection. If everyone is Shudra without any aim of life, then there will be chaos. Just like in your country, in spite of so much facility for education, the students are produced hippies, useless for all purposes. Why? I have gone to so many universities, I have seen the students hippies. And if you say that if you act like cats and dogs, you'll become dog next life. They say, hey, what is wrong if I become a dog? This is education. He's prepared to become a dog. He does not know what is the distinction between dog and human being. He is seeking after the dog's facility that he can have sex on the street. He's thinking the dog life is advantageous. This is the position. Therefore, Professor Judah has written me this letter, and I am simply surprised how he have converted the drug-addicted hippies into servant of Krishna and humanity. This is his words.
May I ask another question?
Yes.
The relationship of mind to soul, how the mind comes to know that it has, or that there is a soul. How the mind comes to know that there is a soul.
By taking lesson from professors who has mind clear. Why the students are coming to you? Because his mind is not clear. You have to clear his mind by teaching in psychology, feeling, thinking, feeling, willing. Therefore he has to come to a learned man who knows how to understand mind, how to understand the activities of the mind, how to deal with them. That requires education. A dog cannot take this education, but a human being can take. Therefore, it is the duty of the human being how to control the mind, not act like cats and dogs. That is human being. He should be inquisitive. Why this happening? Why this happening? And he should take education. That is human life. And if he does not inquire, if he does not take education, then what is the difference between him and the dog? He remains a dog. He has got this opportunity of human life, he should take advantage of understanding what is what, not to keep himself in the dog status, simply eating, sleeping, sex life and defending. That is the distinction between dog and human being. If he does not become inquisitive, how to control the mind? He's not even a human being. And dog never inquires. Dog knows that when I bark, people become disturbed. He never asks how to control this barking habit. Because he's dog. He cannot do that. A human being can. People hates me. I do something wrong. I have to control my mind. That is human being. That is the difference between human being and dog. Therefore, basic injunction is, go and inquire. You have got this human form of life. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. Now this is the time for inquiring about the soul. Tad vijñānārthaṁ sa gurumeva abhigacchet. If you want to understand this science, then go to proper guru and take lessons from him. The same thing as we instruct our children, if you want to be educated in the higher status of life, go to school, go to college, take lessons. That is human society. The dog's father will never ask the dog, child, go to school. No, they're dogs.
Universities nowadays don't teach any courses in the nature of the soul.
Therefore he says, what is wrong if I become a dog? Because there is no education. He does not know the difference between dog and the human being. Therefore he says, what is wrong if I become a dog? I'll get more facility for sex without any criminal charges. This is the advancement of education.
How does the mind then come to know that there is a soul?
That I say, that you have to educate it. How these people are convinced about the soul? They have been educated. By practice and by knowledge. Everything has to be learned by being educated. Therefore the basic injunction is tad-vijñānārtham. You have to know that science. Guru maiva vigacchet. You must go to guru, teacher. So the answer is that you must go to the teacher who can teach you how the soul is there.
Prabhupada, the professor asks, what is the relationship with the soul and the mind?
Mind is there in the soul, but the mind is now polluted by material contamination. That's like a madman. He has got his mind, but his mind is contaminated. Therefore he requires treatment by psychiatrists. You cannot say the madman has no mind. He has got mind, but it is contaminated. You have to make treatment. So mind is there, everything is there in the soul. And now the mind, contaminated by the matter, it is perverted. The same example, madman has got mind, but it is useless. He is simply acting in madness. The same madman, when properly treated, he'll act like a sane man. The mind is there, always. In the pure soul, or in the material body. Everything is spiritual. The soul is spiritual, the mind is spiritual, the intelligence is spiritual, but it is now contaminated. So you have to make treatment. When it is purified, Krishna consciousness, then mind is controlled, intelligence is properly acting, and soul is in its proper position. Therefore, those who are under treatment, they must be strict observation. You may not do something wrong, so that treatment may be hampered.
Philosophers generally try to use their mind to speculate about the nature of the soul. But with the mind, they can never understand.
That's like the madman is speculating. He's thinking, I am president. Right? Finish. He's lying down on the street. Oh, I am completely independent. Where shall I go on the footpath?
With
when the soul was in the spiritual sky, it also had a mind and an intelligence.
Oh, yes. Yes. Unless he has got mind, how he misuses his intelligence.
But he misused that intelligence.
Yes.
In his freedom, his independence.
Yes. Mind is there also. That is spiritual mind. Everything is spiritual. There is nothing material. Body is spiritual, mind spiritual, intelligence spiritual, he is spiritual, the land spiritual, water spiritual, everything is spiritual. That is spiritual world. Here in the material world, except the spirit soul, everything is material. And he is encumbered with this material atmosphere by 27 status layers. The five elements, gross elements, then 10 senses, and then 3 gunas. In this way, there are 27 layers he is within. And he has to take now. That is called liberation. It's like if you are covered with 27 layers of dirty things. So it is a very difficult position. But there is process to clear the garbage and take him out. That is Krishna consciousness, movement. To take the soul out of the covering of 27 layers of material atmosphere. That sloka is nasta prayesu avadresu, almost cleans. Avadra, avadra means dirty things. So this clearing process going on, when it is almost cleans, the man feels, oh. At that process, nityam bhagavata sevaya. Constantly being engaged in the service of Bhagavata, Grantha Bhagavata and the person Bhagavata. Then it will be cleansed. And then when it comes out, there is Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Oh, I am now free. Na sotati na. No more lamentation, no more guilt. Everything finished. Then he begins his real business as part and parcel of God. And that is perfect.
Prabhupada, in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Nature, Enjoyment, Consciousness, in verse number 6 and 7, you mentioned those 27 coverings, the five great elements, false ego, intelligence, the unmanifest, the 10 senses, the mind, the 5 sense objects, desire, hate, happiness and distress, the aggregate, the life symptoms and convictions. All of these are considered in summary to be the field of activities and their interaction. And
the material life, these are our field of activity. The body is a combination of all these things. It's like a huge computer machine. It is made of these material things, but the mechanical parts are very minute, different. All these are matter. But within this matter, because the soul is there, therefore the finest machine is working, just like your composition machine. But one has to push the button. Otherwise, useless. However, very nicely made the machine, without a living being's touch, it is useless. So all these big machine, body, is wonderful, so long the soul is there. And as soon as the soul is out, it is lump of matter, useless, not worth a penny. Throw it away.